What they're doing now, they're sowing seeds. That's one of the anointing that's on his ministries around the world. It's happening around the world right now. Not just happening, it's happening around the world. I receive. How many of y'all felt a shift in the atmosphere? I saw it on your faces. It's shifting. We're going back to the New Testament church. We're not going to be using worldly strategy. We don't have to come up to them. They got to come up to us. Say this, we got the power.
That's right. Oh, yes, sir.
That's right.
And that power is the Holy Spirit. You feel that? Wow. Now, don't get afraid of what I'm about to say. Don't get afraid. But a lot of demons left here. When they find out we're going back to the real power and we're not afraid, they left here. See, they're trying to hold this service. For years, they've been trying to hold us down. But once we caught them and acknowledge it,
yes, sir.
That's why them girls in place, those intercessors, they in place. They've been doing warfare for years now. All right, sit down and get your Bible. The new year, 2017, will be massive production. Write that down. Every good thing that can happen to you. I mean, everything you expect to happen good will happen almost automatically. Massive production has to do with three major words. I want you to write it down. Three major words. Faith, favor, and fruits. You will bear much fruit this year. I want to give you three other words. Connection, covenant, covering. This church is a connection for you. This church is a covenant for you. And this church is a covering. Give me them six words back. Study those words. Look them up. Define them. Know what their meanings are. Luke chapter 1. We were there preaching about Jesus' birth, but there's something there that will... I'm going to read three or four verses out of Luke 1 to substantiate massive production manifested through the favor of God. Massive production, not by self-effort, not by performance, nor by tying into worldly strategies, but the Holy Ghost will give favor to you in such a way that you will manifest and manifest and manifest and manifest. And grab your head and say, Lord, I can't take no more. Hold it a little bit. That's the kind of life that the New Testament church, with the challenges, with the circumstances, whatever come up, it doesn't matter. With the shortcoming, with the mistakes, with the slips, with the falling, the blood cover all that. The Holy Spirit convict you, you confess it, God clean you as if you had never done it before. Finally, you get to that hole and say, I'm not stepping into it no more. How many see what I'm saying? No condemnation. When the Bible says many who are led by the Spirit of God, it wasn't talking about one time. Actually, that voice in Romans 8:14 mean that those who are continuously led by the Holy Spirit. Not just one time, not for one situation, but continually led by the Holy Spirit all the time. Got that? See, now you got to set yourself that I'm going to be led by the Holy Spirit all the time. When I miss it, the Holy Spirit is going to pull me back. See, the Holy Spirit is our safety and he's our seal. Boy, I wish you listening now. Well, I'm trying to preach, but I wish you listen now. You listening?
Yes, sir.
This year, as we yield to the Holy Spirit, he will seal every deal. And the reason he will seal it, because he's a part of it. Oh, man, come on, yo. Yeah, so hear me read these verses. Read these verses. Luke 1, 28. And the angel came into her and said, Hail. Now, underline this. Hail, thou art highly favored. Listen, this never left the New Testament church. When that was spoke to Mary, it was being spoken to us. So therefore, all the while I've been a Christian, I've been highly favored. God never took that back. But you have to know what you're wearing. When you walk in to transact business, you got to know I'm wearing highly favored. When you are attacked by the enemy or the system, you have to know. The announcement was not only made to Mary. Every time I look into the natural mirror or the mirror of the word, I see somebody who is highly favored. God, oh man, you see that? Every born again child of God who is in the church of the living God live a life of high favor. God will move mountain, rivers, walls, giants for me to get where I'm going. Lord, I tell you, tell the person next to the Lord, I tell you, I'm highly favored. I'm going to live a highly favored life. No matter what come up, it's going to end up in my favor. Hallelujah. Y'all see that? You believe that? Don't let circumstances fool you. They're lying to you. And the angel came into her and said, Hail. Hold up. Thou that are highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Now I see why you're highly favored. Now you see why? Say, tell me why. You always have to know and remember. What? What did he say in Romans 8:31? Look at it. What did he say in Romans 8:31? What is it in Romans 8:28? What is it in Isaiah 41:10? I'm with thee. Be not dismayed. For I'm not God. God, don't you sound, you feel like you're weak? I will strengthen you. You need some help? I will help you. You need to be held up? I will uphold you. How? With the right hand of my righteousness. That's what he said. What he said in Psalm 23:1? What? You will not be highly labeled this year. You heard that? What will you be? I didn't hear y'all over here. Highly what? Why? Because who with you? Is the Lord really with you? Do you really believe the Lord with you? Boy, I feel a strange anointing in you this morning. If you tell God you're going to get back to his New Testament church, I knew it. After 4 hours of praying, I knew he was telling me something, because I was praying for revival to turn this church, not just this church, the church, overall church, every church. All right, let's just see the scripture now. Let's see the scripture. He said, blessed art thou among women. Men, we were not left out. He's talking to me too. All right, now let's look at another verse. Look at the 30th verse. The 30th verse. And the angel said unto her, fear not. You, look at me, will have to fear nothing this year. Why? Why? And the answer to fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor. When you have found favor with God, men, demons, the system, hell, can't do nothing about it. The favor of God overrules every power. The favor of God is the greatest power. Oh, y'all better let me preach up here this morning. Your life in 2017 is going to be out of sight. You want it? Let me preach to you then. Look at verse 37. I'm about to tell you something about this verse. Gonna turn your life on. I'm gonna give you a translation of this verse. Verse 37. For with God, see, because we're turning to understand the New Testament church, this verse, now, as we get rid of the war system out of the church and the war strategy out of the church, this voice become real. Where we don't depend on nobody but the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. That voice become real. Not a voice real. Not a voice talking to me, because the birth that took place in Mary has taken place in me. So everything he said to Mary, he was talking to Essie. And so he said, woo! He said, I feel good. For with God, how many of y'all believe that? That go all your worry. That go all your fear. That go all your limitations. That go all the threats Satan trying to put on your mind sometimes. Your child coming home. I call him home. I call him back to this church. Where they can be fed and led. Now let me tell you what this voice really means. No word should be without power. Wait a minute, you never understand this word. Every word of God contains within it the power for its own fulfillment. In other words, because you carry God's word, you don't have to consult with nobody else. I need to read this to you again. You see, when it says, with God, nothing should be impossible. See, God put his possibilities in his word. Every word of God contained within it the power for his own fulfillment. Let me see, can I locate you here? God told you what he's going to do. Let's see, can you locate you? See, it always got to be you and God making it happen. God told you you're highly favored. Huh? He said, Lord, with thee, right? He said, nothing impossible, right? Now I got to locate you. How can I make this real in my life? We already got John 15:7. What it say? What? That's what he said? What he said in Jeremiah 1:12? What he said in Romans 4:21, I believe? I'm fully persuaded. Right? Is it in there? You feel that? I'm going to preach a little while, but don't get nervous, but I'm going to preach a little while. But do you feel this?
Yes, sir.
What did he say in Isaiah 55:11? Oh, you turn to that one. You got to turn to that one. Oh, Jesus. You got to turn to that one. Isaiah 55:11. You need to be a carrier of this. So shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please. Nobody can stop it, and it shall prosper in the things whereunto I sent it. What did he say in Joshua 1:8? Turn now. The Lord talk up in you. This book of the law shall not depart out of my mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do all according to all that's written therein. For then, what? What? Then thou shalt make thy way. Do you know what happened to us? Let me tell you what happened to the church. Now, we're going to be a pioneering church now. You feel that power, right, Janet? You feel it now? We're going to be a pioneering church. And you like to sing, get ready to sing. You ain't got to sing today, but just get ready. A pioneering church. See, a lot of things going to be happening up in here. Y'all going to get ready now. Y'all won't. So we are pioneering church, and what happened, we have settled for success. That's the furthest the world can go. The world can't go beyond success. We can. So we actually have settled for less. God has designed for us to have success, to attract good success, to attract the world to him. I talked to one of my stray members on yesterday, and she said, "Well, the money." Then she started telling me about her bill. I said, "Baby, God give me this message for the body of Christ. Who of me don't need no money?" You say you because you got $14,000? One man said, "The person don't want to talk about money. Get from Ronald."
Right. That's right.
Because they're highly deceived. All right, let me go on back to work here now. Listen. How can I hook up with being highly favored? All things work together for good. If God is for me, no weapon formed against me. Huh? I bless you in the city. How can I hook up with that? I won't hook up with this. How can I hook up? I'll make it a head, not the tail. How can I hook up with my cup keep running over? How can I always walk in green pasture? How can I have a table prepared before me in the presence of my enemy? How can I do that as a New Testament believer? How many New Testament believers I got in here? How many of y'all been saved by the blood of Jesus? One man stood up, one man and one woman. How many of y'all been saved by the blood of Jesus? Everybody in this house stand up. If you're saved, you know that's a powerful statement? You saved by the, do you know how great a sinner I was? I'm talking about you. Because we all were. Right. And yeah, I'm sitting up in church telling me I'm saved.
Right. Yes, sir. Right. Yes, sir. Right. That's right.
And I've sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
Yeah.
No matter what good deed I've done,
right,
it wasn't good enough to get me saved.
Right. That's right. Right.
But somebody hung on a cross in my place and died on my behalf. Took my wound, took my stripes, took that spear in his side for me. He did. He stuck that crown on his head to set me free. And you mean to tell me I'm not going to wave my hand and say thank you on this New Year day that I'm born again? I'm in the family of God. I'm a son. I'm a daughter of God. Not by my own merit. I got so much to be thankful for. In spite of, I may have a flat tire in some places, but I got so much to be thankful for right here, right now. So I raise my hand and say, thank you, Jesus. You can't do that, you're not saved. What Romans 1:16 says? I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek. What 1 Corinthians 1:18 says, for the preaching of the cross is foolishness to those who perish. But to us who believe, what is it? What is it? What is it? Colin, you coming back to church today? I want you to come up here when I give the altar call. I need you back up in here, boy. Got great potential. Man, that power back in the church. I'm so glad. You feel it, John? I feel that New Testament power, man. We straggling all with all these strategies.
Right. Yes,
Paul said, I'm determined. What 1 Corinthians 2:2 said? 1 Corinthians 2:2. For I'm determined not to know anything among you. What Philippians 3:10 say? Turn to it. Philippians 3:10. That I might know him and the power of his resurrection. And I may go through a little suffering sometime, but I know he already paid for it. What Galatians 2:20 say? What the first part of the 21st verse said? I will not frustrate. Sit down. Let me preach a little more. Take it a little further. Massive production manifested through the favor of God. Oh, hallelujah. Now, no, Lord, I ain't forgot, Lord. Thank you. We got to get a connector. You always have to have a connector. When you read something, how do I connect with this? You know, John 15:1-7 talks about a connection. Talked about a production. Say, you produce some fruit, much fruit, and produce more fruit. According to how you connect it. I want to connect with being highly favored. I want to connect with the Lord's hand being on me. I want to connect where I can shout in the field and shout in the city, shout at my house. I want to be connected. I know my Redeemer living. I want to shout when other people don't know what I'm shouting about. I want my joy back. The church lost her joy. There's joy unspeakable and full of glory. I'm taking it back this morning. I'm going to have joy. I'm going to cry and still have joy. I'm going to laugh and still have joy. Nothing's going to take my joy away from me. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Say it, I'm taking my joy back. I'm going to stay excited about Jesus. I don't know what this statement means, but I'm going to say it. I'm not entertaining no other guest but Jesus. Every other guest that come in my life got to line up with Jesus. I'm not going to cut my lifestyle down for nobody. I'm Jesus wall to wall. I'm Holy Ghost wall to wall. I don't have more than one Savior. His name is Jesus. If you don't want me to testify about him, get on from around me, because I'm going to talk about him. We have compromised Christ in the church to satisfy, to get along with people.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's true. That's
true. You're preaching good, Dad. Yes,
some of them don't want you to talk about Jesus. Right. All that Jesus stuff, leave it. Let's just have some fun today. How can you have fun without Jesus? That's the New Testament church. If you listen to me, no movie star gonna ever move you no more. No basketball star gonna move you anymore, because you're gonna be sitting in your house just as blessed as they are because the Lord did it. Right now, until you catch up, say, my pastor got one of them. You see a jet? You know, you see them jet stars on the movies? You just said, my pastor got one of them. And what my pastor have, I have. Church has one of them. Why do you think Dr. Boston has a Rolls Royce? Huh? A Rolls Royce was pushing him. He became pregnant with it because he's hanging around me. That's why he got one. Tell me what I can't do. Don't tell me what I can't have. Don't tell me where I can't go. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, and the world. It all belongs to you, children. God gave it to you. He said, have dominion, multiply, take authority. Oh, I'm hollering. I'm screaming this morning. I'm screaming. I need to calm down. I'm screaming. But I feel so snowflakes of glory falling. It's snowing, children. Divine snowflakes of glory is falling, but you have to see them in another realm. But it's snowing right now. It's snowing in Darrell. Glory flakes is falling all over this place. You're going to leave with that glory on you. You see that shiny element on my sister garment over there? You see over there to your left? Look over there. See them things sparkling? You got some of them on you. You can't see them in the natural. But you got them. Everybody in here got glory flakes. It's falling from heaven, Leroy. So you can be mocked everywhere you go. Now let's connect. Lord God of glory. Verse 38. Sit down. Let's connect. All that stuff being said don't mean nothing unless you connect. See, we've been saying a lot of things, but we haven't been connecting with it. We've been saying it and reaching over here. You see me, Joe? We've been saying it, but we've been reaching over here to connect with it. No, we got to connect with it where we see it at. Who's seeing this? So when I read this verse, something's going to happen to you. Yes, what we're going to do this morning? We're going to reverse the curse and release the blessing. Write that down. What we're going to do? We're coming off the world system, back on the system of God. The church is the head government. The kingdom of God is the head government. Political arenas not going to run this system no more. The government is on his show. And intercessory prayer going to turn that government loose. What I say? Fasting and praying. Every Pharaoh, every Goliath will come under the power of the church. How many churches we got? as ministers. How many churches? 84 churches. Going to be preaching just like this. Verse 38, here we go, we're about to connect. Tell somebody, here we go, we're about to connect. And Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it. Look what the angel did then. You don't need me no more. You got it. But the angel was ministering to her to bring her to that point. Watch this statement now. It's not if God will do it for you. It is what you would let God do. You heard that, Leslie? He said, it's not if God will do it for you. It's not if God can do it for you. It's what you will let God do. Come on, talk to me. Talk to me. I'm a clothing man. Talk to me. It's not can God do it. It's not if God will do it. It's what you let God do. So everything I don't have that I want to have is my own fault. Because God has given me everything in Christ and sent the Holy Spirit to back it up. Turn to First Chronicle. Good God Almighty. I won't get much further than this. I'm just going to take this series on down the line. Yeah, I got to stop doing that too. I got to stop taking this material and putting it back in the shelf. I got to bring it back out. First Chronicle 4. Now you believe, if you not understand the New Testament, you believe this is the Old Testament prayer. But this man in the Old Testament had more sense than the people in the New Testament, the way he prayed. First crown, you got it? 4 and 9. And I'm going to give you some points under this. And Jabez was more honorable. Underline that word honorable. You got to be honorable. You got to be a person of honor. Listen to me. You can't just mess around here and be jump on both sides of the street. You got to be a person of honor. You got to be a man to your word, a woman to your word. You can't be an adulteress. You got to be honorable. You can't be sold for money. You can't sell your life for sex. You can't be grouching, always complaining about everything. You have to let grace keep you smooth and cool, flowing with the Holy Ghost, forgiving everybody who have transgressed against you. Walking in love, walking in the Spirit, walking by faith. Walk. And Jabez was more honorable than his brother. And his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow. Now, we're talking about massive production through manifested favor, right? Yeah. You got to hear this now. I got a few minutes. You got to hear this. Listen. Now, the average person would think this 10th verse is selfish. Uh-huh. But righteousness works different than the system. Righteousness knows it has certain rights that are not normal rights. Every person in this church, you're going to have to start living by revelation and not by reason. Here's a man was bold enough to ask God. Solomon, I'm finally get to Solomon. Solomon asked, and God said, boy, I'm going to give you everything, everything I got. I came to Revelation, and this verse reminds me of, maybe you can take it better this morning, and maybe you can take it in this new year with you. The Lord is not an either or God.
Yes, sir.
You listen to me?
Yes, sir.
He's an and also God. Write that down. He's not an either or. You don't have to pick to the two. Which one you can I want that? Can I take them both? That's New Testament church teaching now. I mean, y'all want me to teach the system the way the system trying to make us be. Or you want me to teach the real thing?
The real thing.
I'll say something. I'll say something that I got in prayer walking up and down here. The unlimitedness of God hit your life today. And it's not just for you, but he wants you to be a witness for who he really is. Come on, sir. Yes, sir. Here's the first fruit from my business year. And also. LLC. That's the name of the business. And also. Yeah, that's the name of the business. There's a $5,000 seed, too. Must be some and also going on.
My massive production seed for 2017.
This your massive production seed for 2017. $500. That's K. Rich Hair Design.
Yes, sir.
LLC. You business people, y'all want more money, y'all got to start giving more money. I'm going to be frank in this New Testament church. I'm going to be frank, boy. I know some secret about money. I know some secret about life. Y'all just going to start doing it.
Yes, sir.
I don't need your money.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Be frank. Yes, yes, Alexander Billing Service is LLC, $500. All right. Now watch this. The 10th verse. I'm ready to go as much as you. My wife cooking today. Boy, I woke up in the house. I said, I got to get up out of here. Right, I smelled red bean and mustard green, candy yam. Oh, Jesus. I said, oh, I got to get out of here. Oh, I'm going to eat today. I'm going to go back tomorrow. I'm eating cornbread. I'm eating everything today. Hopefully some sweet potato pie. She's not eating that all the time, Roy. You can't eat that all the time. This is a holiday. Celebrate today. You see, I'm not eating that every day, right? See, you can eat it. But you can't make it a lifestyle. Clap, come on, clap. I'm about through. This is the most powerful. This is the first I'm getting, but this is the most powerful. Watch this. And verse 10, and Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, he ain't praying for nobody else right now. Oh, that thou would bless us. Bless me. Then he had the audacity to say, indeed. Mama raised that boy. And enlarge our course. And that thy hand might be with
me.
And that thou wouldest.
Me.
Oh, you see what he wanted? Uh-huh. Why he want, you know what evil do? That it may not. And look what the last part of that voice said. Well, I'll be doggone. God gave him just what he asked. What you been asking for? 1 John 5, 14. This is the confidence that we have in him. If we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know he hears, we know. How can we make that happen? John 15, 7. More honorable. He knew how to call on God. Write this down. He was more honorable. I need some honorable people in here. He knew how to call on God. He knew he couldn't ask God for too much because God is the God of too much. He desired to walk and live in God's blessing. How many of y'all desire to live walking God? He made a request for enlargement. May your hand of favor be with me. Woo, Jesus. Say it. Good God Almighty. Let that sink in your spirit. May God's hand of favor be with every member of Word of Life and every visitor that listens to my voice. This year, God's hand of favor will be with you. Do you receive that? Shout then. Watch this now. Watch this. You need to write this down. Keep me from evil, for evil blocks favor. Ooh. Keep me from evil, for evil blocks favor. Evil will grieve me and grieve the Holy Ghost. Oh, my. What time it is? Oh, my. Jesus. Oh, my God. My man, you know, there's something here. I'm back in my element, man. I got out of my element for years, trying to mess around all these different patterns and stuff. Man, the Lord done called me back to my power. Boy. Be bold. The Lord thy God is with me. That's why I was raised up on them. I am not afraid. Walking in victory. How many of y'all know something different happening here right now? You are witnessing history. A revelation to rediscover the New Testament church. A church that operates on the faith hope and love. Y'all are going to grow deep in love with Jesus and deep in love with one another with respect. You know what the respect is? I don't love you to sin with you. I love you too much to sin with you. I love you to win with you. I'm not going to cut you off for your substance for me and you to mess up in the flesh. Isaiah 54, my closing verse. I would take you a lot of other places, but I'm smelling them red beans. Boy, I preached to you this morning. You've been preaching.
Yes, sir.
What?
Yes, sir.
How many of y'all read? 12, 10? And I laid a hand on them other boys. Them other boys going to be elders, too.
Yes, sir.
Get 24 elders, and then if you want some more, get some more.
Glory to God.
Just to cover this blanket, this church. Right. This church about to grow.
Yes, sir.
Carlin coming back today.
Yeah.
I'm going to get him.
Yeah.
He ain't got no charge today. He ain't never lost his respect for me. He said, hey, Doc, I'll keep asking when he's going to come back. The Lord said, just talk to him today.
Yeah, right.
Time for him to get on back. Sometimes boys just need a little pull, you know. Yes, sir? Yes, sir? White can always interrupt my preaching.
That's our business too, Dad.
That's their business. That's CLS, Affordable Home, LLC, $1,000. Mm-hmm. I'm about to show you something. Do you want me to show you something?
Yes.
In my closing, I'm going to show you something that you'll never forget.
Yes, sir.
You just seen that man ask God for some favors,
right.
Large favors. Y'all stop praying for that small stuff.
Right.
I pronounce large favor on you. Lord, I'm telling you, every business in this church, every family, every person on the side of my voice, everyone who chooses to listen to me today, I pronounce this year, 2017, you're going to have large favor. That's right, God, shout it out. Now, I got to get you ready for it. I'm going to get you ready for it in this verse here, in Isaiah 54. And I want you to write this down. You must realize the power of granted favor. Yeah. Yes, sir. I'm about to show it to you. You must realize the power. You got to prepare. You got to get ready for it. You got to become enlarged in your mind, enlarged in your thinking, enlarged in your walking. Get ready to change your dressing. Get ready to wear the best. Get ready to drive the best. That guy talking about My Pillow on TV. You ever saw it? My Pillow. I said, I got to have one of them pillows. I thought, call and order me some of them pillows. My Pillow. I want My Pillow. Anybody supposed to have My Pillow, Leroy supposed to have it. You just have to, I just desire the best. God want me to have the best. Say it. Now do a little jig about it. Just act like you're already there. Isaiah 54, verse 2. Woo! Get ready. Enlarge the place of thy tent. And let them stretch forth the curtains, plural, curtains of thine habitation. I remember going to Jesse Duplantis' house. And I saw that my curtain wasn't worth a quarter. Some beautiful curtain. I said, who made those curtains? He gave Carolyn a woman name. I said, call her Carolyn. Bring her down here to Gonzales. I said, measure every wall I got. And I said, I want curtain like Jesse the Planet got in his house. I want curtain that you got to have a special man to hang them. I want curtain Ronald can't hang. Ronald my handyman, but they had to have a special man to hang those curtains. When you walk by those curtains, I'll be going down one of the corridors in my house. And there's curtains that line up on the windows on the wall. And when I walk down that corridor, them curtains say, look at me. If you got curtains in your house and you just passed by, you ain't got them yet, baby. Look at me. Come on, let me close here. Stretch forth the curtains of thine habitations. Spare not. What? Lengthen thy cords. You see what happened, son? Everything on the extension. What's your first name? Behind Ellis. Turn around. Turn around. What's your first name? In the pink shirt.
Leo.
Leo. Why can't I forget that Leo? I'm a Leo. I knew his name. Spare not, lengthen thy cords, and strengthen thy stake. Now I want you to see, I'm just seeing it myself. May I share something with you I just seen? Everything plural. So now let me say it in a way that you can get it. Your single file blessings are over. Woo! All your blessings today turn into plural blessings. Come on now, somebody. Who got that? Who got that? That's straight from the Holy Ghost. Never seen that in my life. Been reading that scripture of 43 years. Holy Ghost just showed me. He said, you see everything on there is plural? He said, I bless in the plural. I'm an abundant blessing. You ask me for two things, I'll give you 14. Oh, I got the clothes here today. But I'm glad I'm on the Lord's side. So glad I know the truth. And the truth have set me free. So glad I don't have to worry about how things gonna come out. God already made a way for me. I'm blessing the city and I'm blessing the field. So glad I got a name that is above every name. The name of Jesus. Whatever I ask in Jesus' name is mine already. He's the Lord of Lords. And he's the King of Kings. I'm glad about it. I'm glad to be a Christian. I'm glad to walk by faith. I'm glad I wear a crown of glory on my head. He's Lord of Lords and King of Kings. I'm glad he made me a priest of a ruling kingdom. When I pray, everything moves. Everything changes. I have power to tread up on a serpent and up on scorpions. And the power of the enemy can do me no harm. I have power I received when the Holy Ghost came. I got a man named Jesus in heaven. I got a Holy Ghost living on the inside of me. I got power. Woo! Doc, you are a man of means, and you're so respectful, I granted your request for you and your family to sit, your son to sit with you. Next Sunday, your seats will be waiting on you. You know why? You're a man of means, but you respect authority. I was praying here yesterday after about the second hour. The Lord granted me the permission to grant you back your seats. If that had been the average person move out of those seats, I'm using you as an example this morning. The average person move out of those seats, they would have left the church. What he wanted his son to sit with him. He just didn't want to break his family up. And I never had been in that before. But the Lord, after 2 hours of praying here, the Lord says, he's faithful. He's a man of high caliber, but yet he humbled himself under your leadership. So your three seats will be waiting on your son. That's the kind of stuff God do. You can't, see God, you let God run it. You can't run it, you let God run it. I don't know what's going to happen from that. Some of y'all are left. Shoot, took my seat. I'm a doctor, shoot. I drive a Rolls Royce just like him. See, that's not the case here. I'm his leader.
That's right.
Come on. I feel power. I feel like Word of Life came out the valley of dry bone this morning. I hear a rattling going on. Oh, dry bone. Mm-hmm. You're about to live again. Woo! You're going to be an example all over the world. You'll be an example all over the world.
I want business first.
Your business, okay. That's Jeff Plays, LLC. That's $300 for that business. All right. Real Financial Partners, that's right. Yes, ma'am?
Massive Production.
That's $150. A year of Massive Production. All right. I got to close here now. It's 11 o'clock? It's 11 o'clock, right? Got a little after 11. All right. Come on, sir. Boy, I see it all over you. Y'all got glory flakes on you. No, you can't wash them off. You can go there and take a shower. They ain't coming off. Yes, sir. Good morning, sir. Happy New Year to you. Love you too, sir. Sir? You need to sell more cars. So this is a $500. Yeah, he's a car salesman. All right. I call him on the lot. Shoot, man. God honor the seed system, man. Well, yeah. For thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left. How many of y'all still with me? Now shut your Bible just because it's... And thou seed shall what? And make what? What verse 4 say? Fear what? For what? Neither what? Neither be what? For what? For? Man, that's the furthest I can go today, I'll tell you. I'll tell you. What's the subject? What's the subject? What's the subject over here? Now, Father, I thank you. Lift your hand. Father, I thank you in the name of